Today on the KMMO Ag Report, I continue my visit with Missouri State Fair Director Mark Wolf.
Speaking of the tractors, I know the antique tractor pull and the farm tractor pull, I was noticing they're free admission for folks if they want to go watch that.
They are, yeah, over at the State Fair Arena. We have some ticketed events over there. You know, the first three nights is rodeo, and there's a ticket price for that. I think the four-wheeler races, the TT races and things that are over there have a ticket. But then in the middle of the long week there, we switch over to our antique tractor pulls, garden and mini rod pulls, and right. Those are all free to the public. So if you just wander on to the fair and you hear those motors running, you can go over and walk in and watch it for free.
You mentioned the military flag retreat that they're doing at the end of the day every day. That's going to be great. But one thing I've never had the opportunity to do, my dad was a veteran of World War II, is go to the veterans ceremony that they have.
Yeah, our military appreciation day. We do that on the first Sunday every year. Right. It has really grown into a huge event. I mean, we literally pack that building out for that event, and it's really, really good. You know, we'll have representatives from colonels, generals. We've, you know, depending on who it is and who we can get in there, but
sure.
Be there folks from the different branches of the military, and you get to hear them speak briefly. You know, we have at times had a keynote has been the governor, and other times it's been someone else. So it's just a really good event. The Patriot Guard riders come in on those motorcycles is an awesome thing right. when you fire up 150 Harley Davidson motorcycles on the floor of the Matheson Center, it makes the windows rattle. So pretty neat event, and it's something folks, if you're at the fair on that first Sunday, you really need to come in and sit down in air conditioning and enjoy a great program.
Of course, we have the governor's ham breakfast. I've attended that for the last several years. Always a great time you speak, and the governor does, and always a good deal. I noticed that I guess Mrs. Parson, she'll be part of the first lady's pie contest. That's something that was popular with Mrs. Nixon. I know she was always there.
Yeah, we'd had it prior to that. I think the first time I was involved with it, Governor Blunt was his wife Melanie was the one that wanted to do that, and then we didn't have it for a couple years, and then Governor Nixon's wife came in and wanted to do it again, and Governor Parson's wife is now going to continue that tradition, and it's a lot of fun. The governors always want to be one of the judges because they want to try all the pies,
Sure.
That's something that's held over at the Home Ec building,
right.
On that second Thursday of the fair after that afternoon after the governor's ham breakfast. So you want to meet the governor and the first lady. It's a great place to be. And there again, another air-conditioned building. You can get in out of some of this heat and maybe even get a chance, if you're sneaky, get in there and get a piece of some homemade pie.
And we will still have some more of that interview with Mark Wolf on KMMO. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.